This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Wednesday, June 5th. I am still in Normandy, France. It's pretty hectic here. There are 25 heads of state coming in, and we are right on Utah Beach, so you might hear some helicopters as I record this one. But today's episode is the 2% Summer Book List. So we are going to cover 43 books that were sourced and recommended by the 2% community. Okay, let's get into the episode. Summer is book season. Historians at the University of Alberta say that the trend of reading more in the summer, it started in the 19th century. It began then, and it surged over time due to the convergence of various forces. For example, an increase in literacy across the US and Canada, the mass production of affordable books, the rise of public libraries, labor movements that led to more paid time off, the growth of vacationing and the tourism industry, summer reading programs in K-12, publishing cycles, and the creation of quote-unquote beach reads, and of course, much, much more. A lot of things led to summer being sort of peak reading season. Ever since the 19th century, summer and vacation reading have become a sort of cultural phenomenon, and still today, we bring books with us on summer vacations near and far. I have three books with me right now in France. It's awesome. So with that in mind, enter the 2% summer book list. A while ago, I wrote a post on 2%, and it revealed a few books that changed my thinking. And you all took to the comments to recommend books that you love. It was a fantastic thread, totally fantastic. But as comment sections can often be, it was a bit scattered. It was a bit disorganized. Given that we are rolling into summer book season, though, I decided to organize the recommendations. So here we have 43 books suggested by members of 2%. They range in topics from self-improvement to history to investigative nonfiction to fiction and classics and much more. After reading this list, I have decided that I am going to start with Travels with Charlie, and that is because I love Steinbeck's, I love America, and I love dogs. So enjoy your summer of reading. Here is the list. First cohort, I grouped these into sort of themes. The first theme is self-improvement. First book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. This is a guide to slowing down and simplifying life to avoid burnout and stress. Next book, Slow Productivity by Cal Newport. This is a case for a deliberate approach to work that prioritizes quality over quantity. Next up, The Stoic Mindset by Mark Tutert. Probably got that name wrong. It is about how Stoic philosophy can enhance mental resilience and clarity. Next up, Deep Work by Cal Newport. Another Cal Newport on the list. It is about the value of focused, undistracted work for achieving exceptional results. Next up, Built to Move by Kelly and Juliet Starrett. It's a practical guide to maintaining physical mobility and health throughout life. Next up, Outlive by Peter Attia. Great guy. It is a tome on the science and art of extending lifespan and improving health span. Next up, Strength to Strength by Arthur Brooks. It's about how to thrive as you age. Then Die with Zero by Bill Perkins, why you should chase life experiences instead of a giant savings account. Next up, The Perfectionist's Guide to Losing Control by Catherine Morgan Schaeffler. It is about how to manage perfectionism and lead a more balanced life. Next on this list, Scary Close by Donald Miller. It's a guide to building deep relationships and emotional intimacy. Next up. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to twopct.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.